I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Your competition that's using AI is going to blow you out of the water.
What I love about AI is that you can execute so fast.
But I tell people what you need to focus on right now is how you can leverage it, benefit, and ride it all the way to the bank. Go. You have to now educate your family about what's possible with AI so they know about these things.
Like, how can they make money using ChatGPT or AI? Sure. What question that I did not ask you that you want to leave with my audience?
Wow, that is a really good one. Let me ask ChatGPT.
She's known as the queen of AI. Wait, I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books, but I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. All right, y'all. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. We're here to unlock the financial game for those who dare to think different, move different, and build wealth in bold new ways. Today's guest is a straight-up force to be reckoned with. She is a force in the digital world, a tech visionary, an AI strategist, and a global business builder who's been ahead of the curve for over two decades. She's known as the queen of AI. And listen, y'all, we're not just calling her that because she talks it, but we call it because she lives it. She's the CEO and co-founder of AI InnoVision, a certified AI consultant, a TEDx speaker, and the founder of the International Association of Artificial Intelligence Consultants. Her mission is to demystify AI and help everyday people from solopreneurs to Fortune 500 execs turn knowledge into income using the most powerful tool of our time. Inside the Vault family, if you ever wanted to understand how to get in front of the AI wave, not get left behind, this is the episode for you. Let's welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Alicia Little in the building. It's on the vault.
I'm so excited to be here and talk about AI. Thank you so much.
Let me just say this, right?
Yeah.
I saw a post that said AI will create the most millionaires in the next 5 years than the whole internet has done.
True.
And when I tell you, like, I've been in your presence so many times, and every single time I talk to you or hear you speak, you teach me something different, and I make money.
I love it.
Like, I make money. Like I say, oh, let me just do this. Like, and I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but you know how many people I fire because of you?
Oh, wow.
Should I say that? No? delete that? And what I mean is, let me just make it more palatable, is like, there's so many things that I could not do.
Absolutely.
That I needed to lean on other people to do, that it has increased my efficiency so much.
Absolutely.
Right? To the point where, and just, again, just for context, is like, the people who I was hiring, what they were charging me for the stuff that I could get from AI is it's like, it's a lot of money.
Right, true.
And so to be able to, like I remember, I think I was paying them like $4,000. I had a copywriter.
Right.
That was paying $4,000 a month.
Right.
So $4,000 a month, right? I had to wait for...
Time. Now you're talking about time.
Now I'm talking about time, right? So not only am I paying you with money, now I'm also paying my time. Because if I tell you to do something, I have to wait to get it back.
That's right.
Right? Now, for $20... Did I pay for the premium version of ChatGPT?
Premium, good job.
Right? I could get the same work.
That's right.
Plus more, though.
Right.
Not even the same work. I'm lying. Not even the same work. I could get more work done.
That's right.
In a micro of the time using AI. And so, listen, this interview is going to be so important because, again, I truly believe that AI is going to make a lot of millionaires. But before we get into all of that, for those who don't know, who is Alicia Little?
Well, I'm super passionate about artificial intelligence, and my mission right now is to just demystify it and make it simple and allow people to see how AI benefits them. Like, how does it benefit you, and what does that mean in cost savings, efficiency, you know, and effectiveness of the different things that you do. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the digital marketing space now for 25 years. This is year 25. So I've seen the times when we had to hard code websites mm-hmm. to get them up on the internet and before social media, what marketing was like. So now I'm in this time, this AI revolution, mm-hmm. and I've gone all in. We've pivoted. We turned our digital marketing agency into an AI training company, and we totally said we're all in on AI. So this is the AI revolution, and I've leaned all the way in, and I'm riding it all the way to the bank.
What is the danger for anybody right now who is on the fence about using AI, leveraging AI? What is the danger to them if they don't?
The danger is that they're going to get left behind. Mm. And what does it mean if you're going to get left behind? Your competition that's using AI is going to blow you out of the water.
Yeah.
So just using examples, like you're using the copywriter example. So now we do the same thing. We have AI copywriter and you can tell me, hey, could you get this funnel up by the end of the day? Mm. I can get the funnel up before I'm done and have left here because I'm using AI to do that.
Yeah.
Where somebody else will say, well, give me a week to do it because I've got to get the copywriters together and the graphic designers, but I'm doing everything with AI. Mm-hmm. And even our copy that we're using now is converting at such a high rate compared to what it was converting before.
Mm.
So the AI copywriters are crushing it, you know, using AI to do the copywriting. So if you're not using AI, you're going to get left behind. You're going to be spending more money, slower to execute, because right now, those of us using AI are executing at the speed of AI. I used to say at the speed of light. Now I'm like, at the speed of AI, we're executing.
Yeah. And so fun fact, though, you prepared for this interview using AI.
I did. So, you know, I need to prepare for this interview, and I need to save some time preparing for this interview. Yeah. So I'm using ChatGPT, and I'm going to show you an example if you're up for it. So I'm using ChatGPT, and I asked ChatGPT to help me prepare for this interview. Who are you? You know, what do I need to do to prepare for the Ash Cash podcast? Mm-hmm. And so I'm using ChatGPT's advanced voice mode so that while I was in the car, it can just talk to me and tell me what I need to know about you and all of the things that you're doing.
I'm curious.
What did
it say about Ash Cash? Look. Because me and Chat got a good relationship. I hope we do.
I love it. But before I show you how to do that, when you're in ChatGPT and you go to your settings, I'm going to show you where to find the voice control so you can have ChatGPT talk to you. So right here in settings, you're going to click on general. And then here are the voices, the AI voices, and they've gotten extremely good now. So this is the voice that I like, and it's Spruce. I'm just going to play the demo so you can hear Spruce.
Working together.
Right?
Let's figure out where to start.
Yeah, but you can pick another voice if you'd like. So there's a bunch of different voices in here. Feels for you sounding so realistic, right? Human-like now. Okay, so my voice is Spruce, and the ladies like Spruce, so just letting them know. So I come here to ChatGPT, and right here where it says use voice mode, mm-hmm. I'm going to click on that and talk to ChatGPT to help me prepare for your podcast. You ready to see it? Okay. Hey, it's Alicia Little, and I'm about to appear on the Ash Cash podcast. I need to know, what sort of things does he cover in the podcast? Who are his audience members? Like, who's watching this podcast? So you can help me prepare and tell me some talking points that I could speak on when it comes to artificial intelligence.
Hey, Alicia. So you're gearing up to join Ash Cash on his podcast, Inside the Vault. This show is all about financial literacy, aiming to help everyday folks become billionaires. The audience, people keen on boosting their financial knowledge and wealth-building strategies. Now, when it comes to artificial intelligence, you could chat about how AI is revolutionizing personal finance. Think about AI's role in automating investments, enhancing budgeting tools, or even predicting market trends. You might also discuss how AI is transforming financial education, making complex topics more accessible. This approach would resonate well with Ash's audience, who are eager to learn and grow their financial savvy. Bye for now.
What?
What?
And you know, the crazy thing about it is because at first, because, you know, I've run multiple podcasts.
Right, right.
And so you said the Ash Cash podcast. I was like, oh, I wonder if it's going to know that it's inside the vault. But it knew we were inside the vault.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Wow. And so I listened to this on the way over to help me prepare. And then I just continue to ask questions. Yeah. What are some of the most recent episodes? What episodes have done the best? What are some of the things he cares most about? And it will just keep telling me so that I can come here and be completely fired. So now we're talking about time savings, because before AI, I would have Googled it.
Yeah.
Right? I would have gone to YouTube. I would have listened to other podcast episodes, taken notes, and that had to come up with what I thought would be something good to talk about. But now, let's go.
Right then.
Let's go.
Wow. And that's the thing, though, because even like, you know, I've had assistants that here have helped me. Actually, so my wife used to be the person who did the research for me.
Okay.
And she used to write the intro. She used to do all that stuff. Now I just simply go to chat.
Right.
Like, I literally go to chat. I literally get a great intro. It knows. It's crazy because it knows my voice. And I that's the other thing. And I guess that's the question, though, is how do you train AI to know you, even if you don't train it? Like, meaning, is it my information online? Because, you know, I always say, welcome to Inside the Vault, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. And when I ask chat to give me an intro, it says that.
Right.
And the first time it did it, I was wondering, like, yo, I didn't tell chat that. Like, how did it know that?
Show you.
Yeah.
I'll show you. All right. So when you're in ChatGPT, let's go back here to the settings. And so in settings, there's something called personalization, and ChatGPT has memory. So this is fairly new and it keeps improving. But as long as you have your memory on, it's learning from your past conversations that you've had with it. Mm. So if you've ever talked about Inside with the Vault, it's now in its memory.
Mm.
And now when it's creating something for you, oh, I know what Inside the Vault was. We talked about that 2 months ago.
Wow.
So you can also click on manage to manage your memories and delete memories that you don't want kept in there. So you talk about something that you're like, I don't want that kept in the memory. You can delete the memory. And then the second thing in personalization, it's what's called custom instruction. So in this custom instructions, ChatGPT says right at the top, what should it call you? So this is where you put your name. So me, it's Alicia Little. And then it says, what do you do? And I put AI consultant. But here is the key. What traits should ChatGPT have? And this is where ChatGPT is telling you to say, like, do you want ChatGPT to speak in long sentences or short sentences? But completely ignore that and put your style and tone of speaking there. And now every time you open up a new chat session, it'll speak for you as you in your style and tone, as if it was your ghostwriter.
Wow.
So you just get your style and tone right, put it in here, and that makes ChatGPT now your ghostwriter.
Wow.
Really amazing. And then down here, anything else ChatGPT should know about you, this is where you put your bio. So put the bio about yourself, all the awards that you've won, the things that you've done, and now it knows about you. And so as it's writing for you, so if we open up a new chat session, so I'm going to go back to ChatGPT, open up a brand new session. It says, how can I help Alicia Little? Mm-hmm. It knows who it's writing for because I've done the work in putting in the custom instructions. And then if I tell it to write anything here, right now with those custom instructions in, it's going to write it in my voice and my style and tone.
Wow.
So to get that, all you have to do is give ChatGPT samples of your writing. For me and for you, we're speakers, right? So take presentations that you spoke, get it transcribed, and put the transcripts in the ChatGPT and say, define my style and tone. Tell me what my style and tone is as if I was defining it to a ghostwriter. And then it will come back and give the style and tone. I say, rewrite it in the first person. And now it says, my style and tone is conversational and friendly. I address my audience as if. And then now ChatGPT knows that, and it will always write in my style and tone. Now I don't have to write anything from scratch ever again. It's writing for me. So a lot of people will write something with ChatGPT, and then they'll be like, I have to rewrite it. It doesn't sound like me.
Right.
But if you define your style and tone and tell it to write in your style and tone, it's game over. It's just amazing. It'll do it for you.
Wow.
So now we're talking about, this is how we write all of our social media content, all of our articles, blog posts, like anything that we need to write, presentations, scripts. Boom, you write it with ChatGPT.
Wow. And it's funny because I used to use Jasper.
I did too.
Yeah.
Before ChatGPT.
Before ChatGPT. And that's what I did with Jasper, where like I uploaded one of my books and it was able to kind of like grab the tone. So now I could do that with ChatGPT.
Now ChatGPT can do that.
Man. And so talk a little bit about like how does one use ChatGPT to... how can you monetize who they are? How can they make money using ChatGPT or AI?
Sure. So you can go straight to ChatGPT and tell ChatGPT, look, I'm looking for 5 different ways that I can make $1 million in the next 12 months based on my passions, my knowledge, and who I am. What information do you need from me in order to create my 12-month million-dollar plan?
That's great.
And when you ask it that question, like, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
It's going to come back and ask you 10, 20 questions. Answer the questions in as much detail as possible. And I'll show you a secret to doing that.
Yeah.
And then give it back to ChatGPT. And boom, it'll give you your plan on making $1 million in the next 12 months. It's going to create new offers for you. It's going to give you different suggestions on what to do. And then you say, all right, now that I have my yearly plan, break it down by quarter. Show me what I need to do every quarter. Show me what I need to do every month, every week. And then you say, today is day one. Show me what I need to do today. And it will give you your assignment to do today. It's going to say, call 3 of your past clients, tell them about your new offer, and schedule a lunch and learn with them or a meeting. And so you do that. And then you go back to ChatGPT and you said, I did it. 2 out of 3 said yes to my schedule meeting. And today is now day 2. And ChatGPT will give you the assignment for day 2. Go back. It will help you to be your coach in getting to that $1 million. And this is why so many people are saying that there's going to be so many millionaires and multimillionaires created by a solopreneur that's just using AI tools and going all in on that. You just have to know what tools to use and how to talk to it. And so one of the things I always tell people is when you're truly talking with AI, always end with a question. What information do you need from me in order to whatever your desired outcome is, in order to write my business plan, in order to give me my social media content for the next year, whatever it is that you need? Always ask that question, because when you answer it, you get better results. And here's that secret I'm going to show you. So ChatGPT has this microphone. You see that microphone right there? And this is a dictate button. And so anything that we tell to ChatGPT with this dictate button, it will type it up for us. So now we can go more in depth. If you don't like to type, like me, I'd prefer to speak it out. You, what about you?
I speak to chat all the time.
Speaking to chat all the time. So when we click this button, it's recording what we're saying, and then you click the check mark, and then it's typed everything. So whenever it gives you the questions, answer the questions back like this, because it's easier to do a complete brain dump and tell it as much as you can if you're just pressing that dictate button.
Yeah, no, it's funny because like even when I teach people how to like write books,
right,
that's what I tell them. I say like dictate it, because it's easier. Like if I have a thought and I say it, it's easier to get a lot out than to have that thought think about it, let it go through my hands and my fingers. By the time I write it, I'm going to
forget one sentence.
One sentence.
That, you know,
but I can let out in seconds all of these things and then be able to use that.
And that's awesome. True for most people.
Yeah.
So now if you use that dictate button, you're getting out way more detail to ChatGPT. And that's the key. The more you can give it, the better it can give you the results. So if you just go to it and say, I need a 12-month plan on how to make money, $1 million in the next 12 months, it will do it for you. Mm-hmm. But is it customized to you? Yeah. Does it know who you are? Is it really leveraging your talents and skills and, you know, your past experience?
Right.
No. So you have to work with it. And think about ChatGPT, not just as AI, but as conversational AI, right? So my ChatGPT, I call him Chatty. And I'm like, Chatty, it's time to do some work. You ready? And Chatty will always say, I'm always ready. Always, no matter what.
Right.
Then we go.
Nice. And so what, like, all right, so now, you know, you ask it for this $1 million plan.
Yeah.
And then now it gives you all of these different things. I know that there's other tools out there that could help execute that plan that Chat gave you.
Correct.
How do you find those tools?
Correct. So you would just ask ChatGPT. So one of those things is going to say, let's say it's going to say it for me. And so ChatGPT is going to say, you need to take the episode that you were on with Ash Cash and break it up into smaller clips and put those clips all around social media to build your social media following. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, tell people to go to your summit, right? So I'm going to ask ChatGPT. So you always go back to ChatGPT and say, okay, that's great, but how am I supposed to get that done? Tell me the AI tool to get that done. And it will lead you to the right tool to get it done. In that case, I use Opus Clip to clip my long form videos into short form that I can put all over social. So it would tell me the tool to use, and then I would go all in on that. So whenever ChatGPT comes back and says, okay, here's what you need to do, you go back and you say, okay, ChatGPT, you do it, or you tell me how to do it. If it says make a flyer, you make the flyer, ChatGPT, because ChatGPT can make the flyer.
Yeah.
So it will always tell you what you need to do, but you have to throw it back at ChatGPT. And this is part of that conversation that you have with it. So, all right, you want me to write 10 blog posts today? So it's going to say, you need to write 10 blog posts today. And you go back and you say, no, you write the 10 blog posts today. I'm not writing it today.
Hey,
you know my style and tone. You write it if it's me. And
right.
ChatGPT will happily comply and say, boop, boop, here's your 10 blog posts.
Wow. And so, I mean, you put me onto this, right? To HeyGen.
Yes, yes.
And it's been a game changer for me because even though I love being in front of the camera, I love to interview people, I love being interviewed, things of that nature. For some reason, I hate recording courses.
Right.
Right, because I know it's just me and the camera. And so when I saw HeyGen, I do all my courses at HeyGen now.
All right. Right?
And I, you know, I'm very transparent, though. I tell them this is AshCash 2.0.
Right.
And it looks like me. It sounds like me. I'm using my 11 Labs voice, which I also use 11 Labs for my audio books. And we're going to talk about all of that stuff. But can you talk a little bit about HeyGen and how that can also be like a monetization tool?
Yeah, absolutely. So with HeyGen, I use it in a lot of different ways for monetization. So just like you, in creating new courses and stuff with your AI avatar, but also for social media. So creating your content for social media. So when you look on my Instagram channel, there's a lot of the how-to videos. Mm-hmm. It's my AI avatar in HeyGen that's teaching people that. So one of my team members is going to HeyGen, picking one of my avatars, and she's doing the teaching as if it was me, right? Mm-hmm. Condensing a lesson that I've said before. But and maybe that's promoting an affiliate product. So it's really great to do affiliate marketing or promoting my own products and services. But this is my HeyGen account right here. And so if you go into HeyGen and click on my avatars, here's two of my avatars. This one right here is always on social media. So she's working really hard on social media. But you can see the different avatars here. And so really the thing that I like to tell people is that when you're working with your avatar, all you have to do is hold out your phone or your camera for 2 minutes and record yourself talking into that camera with, you know, your hand gestures. Did you do this for years?
Yes, like
your hand gestures, move your head around a little bit. Take that video, upload it to HeyGen, and HeyGen will create you as your AI twin, your AI avatar. And then all you have to do is click on the avatar. So this is my avatar. I click on Create with AI Studio, pick which one you want. So we can pick landscape here. And then all you have to do is type the script up here. And then she's going to speak out the script for me. So it's about leverage,
yeah,
right? Because now I can use my time to do something. My hair's not always done. I don't always do this. We should have seen it yesterday.
Right.
So, but she looked fabulous.
Right.
So she can now do the things that, you know, might take up time, like onboarding, training, videos, that sort of stuff, social media, while I'm off doing some other high value work.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Because like, I know for me, it's always been about, you know, like the reason why I write books, the reason why I tell everybody they should be an author is you do something one time and get paid for it over and over and over again. This takes that and puts it on steroids,
it's
right?
So true.
Because the truth of the matter is, like you just said, you can have a team member do it.
You can have a
right.
Team
so it's not even
a VA.
Right, a VA. Like you don't even have to do these things. You can have this idea. You can either tell your team member to because like you said, you can train ChatGPT to talk in your voice.
Right.
You can now record your voice using 11 Labs.
Right.
You can now have your team member. Give your team members some ideas. They put it in ChatGPT in your voice. They get your Hey Jen.
That's right.
Upload. And then now all of this content that is coming out sounds like you, is you, and you're making money for it.
Right. I have a lot of reels that I put up with my AI avatar that have gone viral, millions of views, yeah. And it was my avatar doing it. So my avatar has so many more views than I do. I'm kind of jealous. But it's also about leverage,
yeah.
Right? It's about leverage,
yeah.
Using that.
Yeah. So here's the thing that, you know, I get caught up with, and I'm sure other people who are trying to use AI get caught up with as well, is how do you stay in the know, right? Because at one point, you know, the reason why I was using Jasper was because ChatGPT wasn't that good. Then ChatGPT got better. Then I started using Claude. And then, right, there's all of these different apps that I've been using, and even like captions, right?
Right.
At one time, captions was a little wonky. I was like, I'm not, like, I see where y'all going with it, but I don't like it. I went back recently and I said, yo, I don't know what y'all did, but this ain't the same captions that I had before. It got better. Like, how do you know, you know, like what platform to use, what platform to keep using, which ones are good to pay for? Because, I mean, you know, this is a finance show, so I know for me, I probably have hundreds of dollars of maybe thousands in subscriptions off of stuff that I probably don't use as much anymore. Like, so how do you know, like, what to use, when to use it, and you know right. When to pay for it.
Right. Well, I mean, this is what I do, is keeping on top of the latest and greatest to teach other people. So, of course, I'm going to tell people, follow me on social, right? This is what we talk about, and I do summits and talk about these type of things. But I always say it's like, you know, somebody whose role is to keep on top of social. Mm-hmm. And for me, I teach in corporations, government agencies, universities, schools. So me and my team have to keep on top of the latest. We've tested hundreds and hundreds of tools mm-hmm. to get to our top toolbox. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that we go out and tell people about. So HeyGen is not the only tool that does this, mm-hmm. but it is the best. And then from a financial standpoint, I always look at the tools that are getting like the best investments, mm-hmm. Are constantly upgrading because we want the tools that are going to be around for a long time, right? You've seen tools come and go.
Absolutely.
So you want the ones that are going to be around. So then you dig deeper and you say, what are their investments look like? You know, who's running it? Who's the CEO behind the scenes? And then we make our determining factors on, you know, which of the tools that we are truly going to stand behind and use in our business.
Yeah, because like you put me on to Lovable.
I love it. Come on.
And when I tell you, Lovable is a game. And it's funny because I want to say maybe a week or 2 weeks after you put me onto Lovable, a news flash came out that Mark Cuban, I mean, was an investor. And I think they crossed a billion. Like, I think this is the fastest billion-dollar valuation ever.
Right.
And when I tell you the things that Lovable could do, it's It's almost mind-boggling.
Hey, what if I told you that you're using AI all wrong? That just using it for creative and content is not the right way? That you can actually use it as a financial advisor in your pocket? Listen, I just partnered with Prosperity.ai. Literally, you can build wealth by telling it what your financial goals are and use the power of AI to get you where you want to go financially now and in the future. All you got to do, hit the link in the description or go to ashcashprosperity.com and it will literally guide you. Do it now. I'll see you on the inside.
But if you go to ChatGPT first and you tell ChatGPT, I would like to create a website app and I need you to create a design document for Lovable for me around my website app. What information do you need to know about me and the goals for my website app to create the design document? It asks you all these questions, you answer it, and it creates this document that you then copy and paste into Lovable, and you get a better outcome than if you go to Lovable and start typing your idea. So start with ChatGPT to get a design document to take to Lovable. And I found this out because I asked a developer. I'm like, if I'm coming to you with an idea, like, what is that idea mapped out called? And he said, it's called a design document, the complete map out of the design document. And then I asked him, how much would it cost for you to create one with you? And he's like, a few $1,000s, $3,000, I can create a design doc for what you want. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, well, ChatGPT can probably, now that I know what it's called.
Right.
So he knew why I was asking him. So I went to ChatGPT and said, I want to create a document to give to lovable.dev to give it instructions. I heard it's called a design document. Is that correct? ChatGPT said, yes. If we create a design document and you put it in Lovable, amazing outcome. And so that's how we get to that. So we've created prompt generators, all sorts of tools, websites, landing pages like that with Lovable. It's absolutely amazing.
I've seen websites that do... you know, they compare comparisons of interest rates or mortgage calculators and all these different things. And I just never knew how to do those things. But now, like, you don't even have to have a background.
None.
You could literally just like you said, I could talk this into ChatGPT and it could really like give you you know, this tool, like right on the spot, right? And this is something like, even for myself, right? So, you know, I'm a high ticket coach. And what I do is I help people create multiple streams of income from their book, right? And so I help them write a book, but one that's marketable, one that, you know, they could get speaking engagements and do other things with. For me, my special sauce has always been marketing, right? It's like, I take your story, I take what you do and I put them together in a way that is marketable to it. First of all, it makes you stand out right from the audience because you are using your unique story, but you're using your expertise. It's time consuming. Right. So when I sit there with somebody, it's like time consuming. So for me, I'm like, can I train, you know, whether it's Lovable or ChatGPT, my thought process of how I could do it, and then now package that up into an app where now instead of me talking to somebody and helping them with their book, I can send them to my app, ask them questions.
Of course. There's a few different ways that you can do that. You ready to hear all the different ways?
Okay, go.
So on Lovable, you could totally create a software tool that does that.
Yeah.
And so they would pick like what part of it, that process they wanted to click on it. But when you're designing it in Lovable, you have to tell Lovable your framework.
Mm.
So this is always the framework that you use on the back end. So boom, it's got the framework.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to ChatGPT and create something called a GPT.
Mm.
So it's chatgpt.com/GPTS, like GPTs, GPTS.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could create like a chatbot. Mm. So it's basically a chatbot. But what I love most about this for you is you could go to Hey Jen and click on interactive avatar and upload that video of yourself that you're using in Hey Jen, and then upload your knowledge base. That's the key, is your knowledge base. And then Hey Jen can create an interactive avatar that you can embed in your website. And now people can actually talk to you. Like press the yes.
Hold on, Bridget. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait. So you're saying that I could go to HeyGen, do an interactive avatar.
Yeah.
And in the interactive avatar, I can teach that avatar. So it looks like me.
Yeah.
Sounds like me. And I could teach the avatar. And I could create a website called AskAshCash.com.
Right.
Let's check if I own that. I could create a website called AskAshCash.com.
Right.
And so...
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
For any financial questions or business questions, they can go to this site and I will answer it for them.
Correct. So I'm in HeyGen right now. I'll show you where to find it. You want to see where to find it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So let's...
We're doing this ASAP.
Let's go back to the homepage in HeyGen, and there's something right there called Interactive Avatar, and it says Real-Time Conversational AI. So you're going to click on the Interactive Avatar, and then they have public avatars that you can use, but in this case, you want your avatar. So I've created an avatar here of myself. Mm-hmm. And so now we can actually chat with my interactive avatar. So I can chat to myself, which is kind of weird. Right. But you know, you can chat with your interactive avatar. And then here, all you have to do is press this embed button to embed this interactive avatar within your membership site, on your website. So, hey, Alicia, can we talk about copywriting with ChatGPT?
What's your current goal or challenge in that area?
I'm just going to hang it up right there. But that's the example right there. So you can create this interactive Ash Cash.
What?
And then charge them a monthly fee to talk to Ash Cash 2.0.
Wow.
A right way to monetize it. The key, though, is that in your interactive avatar, where it says knowledge base, mm-hmm. you click on create new. Those are all my knowledge bases. Yeah. But you create your own knowledge base for that avatar. And the better the instructions that you give it, and it's going to ask for different links to different websites or where can it get this information, the better the knowledge base, the better the avatar
is. Can I upload something? Like if I had like a workbook or something like that, can I upload a workbook or a book into that?
So in this, it has to be a link, but you can upload that content to a link, like a Drive link, and then give it that link.
And then it'll pull all the information.
Yeah.
And so like, let's say for instance, you know, hypothetically speaking, mm-hmm. right? If I have a workbook called Book Rich 2.0 that teaches people how to monetize and create 15 streams of income from their book, I can upload that link, let's say on Google Drive, give them that as the knowledge base. And so now, because I have a community.
Right.
And every Tuesday, I do live calls where they have to ask me questions, but then they have to wait till the following week to ask me questions. If I uploaded my knowledge base 24/7, anytime, they can go and ask questions.
That's right.
And my knowledge base would be able to do that, like my interactive avatar.
And so now it's called Ash Cash 24/7. They can access you 24/7.
Ash Cash. I'm sorry, this is good. We write it out with Ash Cash 24/7.
They can get access to your knowledge 24/7. And then you have someone on your team. As your knowledge continues to expand and you're teaching new things, they're just updating your avatar. So every time I'm doing a new summit, the transcripts of those summits into the knowledge base, right? And so now the knowledge base keeps growing and growing, and the avatar is pulling from that to be able to service your clients.
Wow. Hey, y'all, this is a game changer. Like for me, like that just solves so many issues that I'm having because, you know, a lot of times, especially as entrepreneurs, like we want to see like if we've taken on the charge of helping people and coaching people, we want to see them become successful. But I don't want to exchange my time just so that I can make sure you're successful.
Right.
But if I could upload my information and my knowledge, now you become me. And it's almost like, and it's funny because I won't say who, but there was a this elderly guy who you know, really known, has a powerful book, And they never really had an audio version of this book, right? And so what I was able to do, I was able to use an old interview that they did.
Okay.
I cloned their voice. You know, I was able to, you know, get permission and all that other stuff or whatever and get samples and stuff. But now I was able to, you know, create a book, an audio book that never existed in that person's voice. But then even with this, and I wonder, and I don't know how eerie it would be, because like as people are transitioning, like you can make somebody live forever.
You can.
That's different. And so, all right, so look.
You said different.
Look, no, different because, right. Because you know, I don't know. It's just still something that, you know, it's new. It's a new space. And you know what I thought about? I thought about, you know, like, let's say like Napoleon Hill, for instance, right? Napoleon Hill died over in the 70s, so over 50 years ago, wrote Think and Grow Rich 84 years ago. And is no longer here, but we still cite his work all and his books and things of that nature. Even somebody like I love Wayne Dyer, who have, you know, since transitioned. But imagine Napoleon Hill was still creating videos. Bob Proctor, who isn't with us.
Right.
Imagine if he was still dropping YouTube videos. Yeah, and I don't, you know, like I see, you know, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, who was given relationship advice. You know, people are still using his content to this day. But imagine if he had a knowledge base, and then even after his transition, you could still gain. And so what's the line though?
Right.
I guess what's the line when it comes to AI?
The line becomes personal as well. So as you're creating your legacy plan, you start to think about, am I going to leave my AI avatar behind for my children to use and, you know, license, right? Like it's your license of yourself for other people to use.
Yeah.
So we're in a time now where celebrities have licensed their voice and their knowledge base in certain tools, and professors are doing it at universities. Mm. So it then becomes a, how are you going to allow your likeness in your AI avatar to be used and to be extended?
Yeah.
But one of the things that we could do now, saying, okay, boy, I wish I had some advice from Napoleon Hill today.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to ChatGPT and tell ChatGPT, act as Napoleon Hill.
Wow.
Right? You are Napoleon Hill right now, and I need some advice from you. Mm. And ChatGPT will, boom, step right into that role of being Napoleon Hill and give you some advice. So we can get advice from the brightest minds of our time and times before just by telling ChatGPT to take on those personas because they're well-known. Their works are published. ChatGPT's trained on such a knowledge base that it knows who they are. For example, I have an advisory board, and my advisory board is some of the brightest minds in the world when it comes to artificial intelligence and business building, but it's just their minds in a chatbot. So I go to ChatGPT's GPT and I said, let's have an advisory board meeting. Mm. And a facilitator, AI facilitator, calls the AI minds together to help me solve my problem.
Wow.
Right. And so I have the CEO of NVIDIA helping me solve my problems. I have, you know, whoever I want to call on to help me solve my problems.
But you know how crazy that is that you say that? Because literally, I read Think and Grow Rich every year.
Right.
Literally, remember when Napoleon Hill talked about the council? He envisioned this almost, but not in this way, right? He said, and I remember this because he said, you know, the power of the mastermind, like he created his council. He had like Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie. He had all these different people. And I remember, I want to say 2009, I think, when I created my council, it was Jay-Z, it was Oprah, it was Magic Johnson at the time. It was like a powerhouse of people that I could ask advice to. But I never could really ask them advice. It was in my head and I was pretending.
Now you can.
And now I can.
Yes, you can ask them all for their advice. And ChatGPT will answer as if it's them, talking in their style and tone, with their frameworks and their philosophies, but now customizing it to give you advice.
So let's walk through this real quick, because I need to do this. So you're telling me that I could create an advisory board, right? So I want Jay-Z.
Yes.
I want Oprah Winfrey. I want Magic Johnson. I want Steve Harvey, and I want Kevin Hart. Those are my five people.
Okay.
And so if I wanted, like, is there a way I can create all five of them as my, how would I do that?
Correct. So you would go to ChatGPT and say, I would like for you to create the configuration instructions for a GPT, just means a chatbot, or for a chatbot. And I would like to have this council of these five people, tell it who the five people are, and a facilitator. And anytime I say hello to the chatbot, I would like for the chatbot to say, hello, Ash Cash, what question can we help you with today? Or what would you like the advisory board to help you on? Mm. And then you say the instructions are, I want every member to respond and give me their advice on my question. And then I want them to interact with each other to see who advice is best, and then give me a solution that they all five agree on. And you can see the chatbot, in this case, ChatGPT's GPT. You can see them all have conversations with each other, and they're going to be like, I don't know, Oprah, about that, but I do like your first 2 points, until they all come together and say, okay, can we all agree on these five things? And you'll watch just the chatbot of them having conversations with each other. But it's all about you saying, this is how I want it to work.
Yeah.
I want them all to have conversations with each other. I want them to give me their best advice and then give me a final plan of action to take. And the reason that you want to see what each of them says is so you can see their perspectives, right? You care about their perspectives, or they want to be on your council.
Yep.
But you still want them to come to a conclusion because they all have such different perspectives.
Wow.
So imagine if you could sit all of them down and they all come to answer your question or to help you on your one topic. They all come to this result, and now you have that result delivered to you.
Wow. What can't AI do? Like, what, like? What is the dangers though, right?
Sure.
Because I know I've asked about the dangers of people not using AI. What are the dangers? Because I've seen things like even Sam Altman talk about, you know, if we let AI get too much out of control, it could like end humankind, like that type of stuff. Like is there anything we need to look out for as it relates to AI?
True. Absolutely. So the first thing I tell people to do is, because of the cloning that you can do, cloning us as a video and an audio, two things. One, if you're a brand, make sure that you're meta-verified on Facebook and Instagram. Because if someone sets up a fake account with a clone they created of you, Facebook will take it down quickly. So that's number one for brands. And then number two is you have to now educate your family about what's possible with AI so they know about these things. So if someone calls you and, you know, you think it's your child or your father because it has their voice, you ask, what's the family password? Because that AI will never know the family password. And that's how you can, you know, kind of protect yourself and your family. But you have to educate them that this is out there, what the possibilities are, so that they're on the lookout for it. And every CEO and CFO needs to have a business password, right? That an AI doesn't know. Every family needs to have a family password. And then, yes, there's a lot of talks right now about how vast majority of jobs won't be here. The whole marketplace is changing. Will college be here other than for, you know, kids to then have that great four-year experience So there's a lot of talk about it, but I tell people what you need to focus on right now in this early stage is how you can leverage it, benefit, and ride it all the way to the bank. Go.
Yeah.
So jump all in, but know what's out there, and then protect yourself and your family as much as possible.
Yeah, I love that, because a couple of things that I realized is that even when you think about AI and what could it do, it could replace the human mind, right? Because the human mind is training it, but it hasn't gotten to a place where it could replace human touch and interaction, right? So when you start thinking about plumbers, when you start thinking about electricians, when you start thinking about all of these trade jobs that, you know, AI can't take over right now, I think that there's opportunity there. But also the thing is that AI lives in tandem with humans, right? And so what happens is some of the traditional ways or the ways that you can grow your money, meaning real estate, meaning the stock market. These are all opportunities that will not go away. And so to your point, if you take advantage of AI right now to make as much money as possible, imagine taking that money and investing it in NVIDIA and all the other AI, companies that are going to blow up the market. Imagine being able to take money and get into real estate and to get into things that don't require the human mind. Now you could literally eradicate poverty for your bloodline, period.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I went to Perplexity the other day and I said, for my zip code in Atlanta, 30331, show me properties that would be amazing for buy and hold of real estate investment. This is my goal with the properties. I want it, in this price range. Boom, it pulls up all the properties. Then I ask it to analyze a property, which one would be best for my financial situation. Mm-hmm. Ask me questions to determine that. And then I've got my list of properties that are the best for buy and hold. And it's pulling it from, all these different sources on the internet. So investors need to be using it. You need to use it if you're in the stock market. Like, look and learn these tools so that you can see, just like you're saying, how you could fill your bank account right now in this AI time that we're in the AI revolution. It is. We're in the AI revolution.
Wow.
People need to go all in on AI and ride it all the way to the bank. Go.
Yeah. Wow. And so you mentioned Perplexity, right?
Yeah.
And so right now I only use, I haven't used Gemini. I use VO3, which is awesome,
right?
Because I've created commercials and everything. But I've used ChatGPT. I've used Claude. Claude is my
Claude.
ChatGPT is my assistant, is my quick answer person. So it's the person that I go to for assistance. And I flesh out ideas with Chat. But Claude is my employee that's smarter than me, right? Like it's my Harvard person, right?
I like
and
that.
They're the ones that does more of the complex things that I needed to do.
Right.
What is how do you use those two? And then what is Perplexity? How can I use it? How does it fare up between the
other ones, right? So Perplexity is the best for research. Mm. And I'm telling you, it's so good, you will stop Googling when I show you how good it is for research. So what you used to go to Google for, you now go to Perplexity for. It pulls in sources, gives you the answer, does more deep dives with you. So I'm on Perplexity right now. And I'm just going to ask it.
And you have the pro version.
Yeah, this is the pro version. Okay. But you can do this on the free version. What the pro version gives you is more sources. So it digs a little bit deeper, $20 a month. Okay. But I'm just going to ask it a question. I'm an artificial intelligence consultant. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say the growing demand for AI consultants in the USA and internationally and how the demand exceeds supply. Mm-hmm. So this is something I would normally go to Google and ask Google. I have a presentation coming up on it, but I'm going to go to Perplexity instead and let's see the results. So right now, Perplexity is going to give me the answer, but that quickly, it has all these 28 sources that it's pulling the answer from. So imagine you had to go to Google, go through these 28 websites, get the top information in order to create your presentation and pull together the answer. Mm. But in a matter of half a second, Perplexity got us the answer, went through all these 20 sources itself. Mm. And you can see the steps that it does. So this is like the chain of thought. So I asked for, demand for AI consultants in the U.S. It kind of broke these into three different searches, and it did three different searches at the exact same time. Mm. And then it pulled in all of this, and then it gives us the answer. And so the demand for AI consultants, explosive market growth, it gives me everything that I need. And if you look at the end of every sentence, it gives you the source on where that came from.
Wow.
So I always say now, Googling is dead. Wow. We are perplexiting inning and going here to get our answer. So an AI tool that can really pull in, do all of the Googling for you, give you the answer, and show you all of the sources so you know where the information came from.
Wow.
So ChatGPT can do something similar, especially if you do deep research. Not as good, not as fast. So Perplexity is in that lane of being your new Google tool.
Wow.
And really digging deep in that research. Can do other stuff, but this is what I love using it for. Wow. ChatGPT and Claude, I love using them for content creation. Mm-hmm. Fantastic at content creation. I'm finding that Claude right now, it's the best at giving you a large amount of content in one go, and also analyzing or processing a large amount of documents. Mm-hmm. So that's what we love Claude for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Claude is like my go-to. Like, I've made so much money with Claude. It's ridiculous. Where do you see the future of AI going, you know?
That is a big question.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say the future of AI, where is it going for me? It's going great for me because I'm leveraging tools, stepping into it more, and it's allowing me to grow, multiply, and expand my business at record speeds. I've never, 25 years, I have never seen such growth as I have right now with artificial intelligence. I'm all in on that. For the future, forever, like the big picture future, I mean, it's moving so quickly. Mm. Every time you turn, I mean, the advances that have been made while we were sitting here talking have been just gigantic and enormous. So I see that for a lot of entrepreneurs, we have to really step into our brand and push our brand. And then we also have to step into AI because, again, we're in the AI revolution. It's the revolution. It's the time of AI right now. Mm-hmm. And if you choose to ignore it, you'll be riding your horse and buggy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So jump in, ride the AI train. And the future is one that AI is integrated into everything in our life, everything in the workspace. You know, when we look at our company and our marketing department, we have 11 roles in our marketing department. Only 3 are executed by humans. Mm. The press release writer is an AI agent. The copywriter is an AI agent, right? So the future of workspaces, everything is forever changed.
Man, what do you envision, right? So like, is it going to be a world? Have you ever seen Demolition Man?
No, I don't
think. All right, so that's with I forget, is it Mel Gibson? I forget who's in that.
Yeah.
But with Demolition Man, it's like this advanced world, and then there's this underworld where people kind of get left behind. When all of the jobs, meaning like the brain, things you have to do, use your brain for, are gone. Paint a picture for me. What are humans doing with their time now? You know, like what does life look like?
So us humans with AI are developing systems and doing all this fun stuff with AI. But I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about humans now having more time to spend with their family and do different things that matter. One of my concerns, though, as well, is like we define ourselves a lot by our job and our role. So if there's all of us, we don't have jobs now, how are we finding fulfillment? Mm. So we're going to have to redefine the ways that we define fulfillment and define feeling worthy in this world and in this space because, you know, people define themselves by their role, their job. They've been doing this for 20 years or, you know, a lot of students that have gone to college for coding.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
right.
I mean, the no-code tools that are taking over, they have to do dramatic shifts and say, oh, actually, I'm a coder who's teaching no-code tools or working with no-code tools or designing no-code tools. So we have to stay on top of it and know that everything is changing at such a fast speed and that you have to understand which side of it do you want to be on? Are you going to sleep on it or are you going to look at how you can leverage it and leverage it to the max?
Wow. And so talk to me. So I know you do AI marketing summits. Talk to me about those beautiful things.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm passionate. I could do this all day. Like, look here, look here, look here. So I like to get people together and say, I'm sitting at my computer, watch what I'm doing and do it with me. Mm. So it's called AI Marketing Summit 2025. Mm-hmm. You go there, AIMarketingSummit2025.com, and you join me for the latest in AI.
Yeah.
So I used to do these yearly. So it was like one summit every year, and then I just did training. Now it's moving so fast, I'm doing them monthly. Yeah. Every single month, we have a new summit with new content. And basically, I'm showing people, entrepreneurs, professionals, how they can level up in the time, the hottest tools, and what you need to know about them so that you don't have to sit there. You know, we spend hours and hours and days going through everything to give you the best in a short period of time. And that's what I like to do for people. It's fun. It's exciting. It's fun for me. The way that I teach is in demonstrations. So if I'm going to teach you AI, I'm not going to talk about it. We're not going to go over the history of AI or any theory. Just here's how you can use it. You need to clip something for social. This is the tool to use it. Here's how to do it. Done. Let's move on to the next one.
No, I love that. So AIMarketingSummit.com.
2025.
So AIMarketingSummit2025.com.
And it's free. They're always free for love people it. To come and join.
Love it. So. Love it. And I think that's important. So I need everybody. I'm going to put the link in the description. I need everybody to join because I think that's the thing, right? It's moving so fast. It's almost like having a CPA, right? Like, tax laws are moving so fast that even if you're making a lot of money, even if you know about money, if you're good at managing your money, you have to have a CPA because there are certain like rules and laws and things that happen that if you're not abreast of it, right, you could be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making. And so that's what I look at, you know, the AI Marketing Summit 2025 as. It's like AI is moving so fast and you don't have the time to figure out, to test things, to see if this works. But the queen of AI is testing these things, is making sure that they, you know, work, and then making sure that they, you know, that, you know, you're up on the latest. You know, one of the things that you gave me, and I never asked, you know, ChatGPT is like, what question or what questions or what do you need from me in order to fulfill that? I never asked that. So that's a game changer. I'm going to really ask.
See it.
Yeah.
And you see the difference and you'll say, I'm going to do this every single time I ask it for something.
And you know why? Because I think for me, oddly enough, when I ask a question, it's almost like I'm hoping that chat understands what I'm asking it. And if it gives me an answer based on what it interpreted my question as, if it's wrong, I then have to say, thank you, but, and right. Then now I refine it. But instead of doing that, if I could do that one thing, now it's asking me the questions. Now I'm giving it the answers. Like it's able to do. I think that's a game changer.
And what you are talking about is exactly what happened to me. And so I went to ChatGPT, but this is not personalized for me. Mm-hmm. If you ask me some questions and I answer it, can you personalize it more? And ChatGPT said, yes. Would you like for me to ask you questions? I'm like, of course.
Right.
Let's do it. And it asked me questions. So then I was like, okay, well, every time I ask it, let me end the prompt with what information do you need to know about me, my business, you know, whatever I'm talking about, to reach whatever the desired outcome is, you know, write the copy for me, do the sales page for me. And the results were so much better. So
wow.
I always do that. And I tell people now, always do that. It worked for me. It will work for you. And you'll like it so much more.
Wow. And so as the queen of AI, I'm going to ask you this last question.
Okay.
What information that you need from me? No, sorry. what question did I not ask you that you want to leave with my audience?
Wow, that is a really good one. Let me ask ChatGPT. Maybe what are my favorite tools or the tools in my tool stack that I'm using right now?
Yep. So what are your favorite tools in the tool stack that you're using right now?
So ChatGPT, Claude, definitely content generation. Perplexity, we talked about for research. HeyGen 11 Labs, we talked about both of those. Gamma.app is a game changer for creating presentations. Have you tried that one?
I have not.
So Gamma, GAMMA.app, when you create your presentations with that, it'll blow your mind.
Wow.
Napkin.ai is great for visual representation and just how it sounds, Napkin.ai. So you can now create bar charts and graphs, and they're phenomenal. So a lot of people need visual representation. So you can put these in your books and presentations, these visual representations. I love those. You know, Lovable, I love. So Lovable.dev. And then Canva is great as well. So Canva has a whole suite of AI tools. So Canva.com/AI. So I recently was with a friend who showed me how much he paid to have a logo design. And it was $1,200, which is average to hire somebody who can do a logo design. But in Canva.com/AI, you can go to Canva and say, I need a logo design for, and tell it the logo design, and it will give you four different logo designs, and they are amazing.
Wow.
And so it knows exactly what, when you say logo design and what it should look like.
Wow.
And you can go to ChatGPT first and say, I need a logo for this. Give me a prompt to put into Canva.ai, and ChatGPT will write your prompt to put in Canva. And then I'd say for images, I love ideogram.ai. So ID EAOgram.ai, and it's very good for creating images. So it can create very realistic, good images, and it's quick. And also, like, posters and words on images come through really good. And then last but not least, you mentioned Google VEO 3, game changer for creating short videos. And they also have something called Flow for creating longer videos. And then I love Hedra for creating short animated films. So you can upload cartoons to it, as an example, give it a voice, and then tell it what you want it to do. And it can create these great animated films with the characters talking. Wow. So those are some of my favorite tools.
I'm going to check all of them. Which one replaces my graphic designer? Like, would I always need a graphic designer, or can an app do that?
Yeah. So Ideogram would replace your graphic designer. Okay. And so even for, I did a presentation yesterday, I needed PowerPoint slides. Yeah. Every slide was created by Ideogram. So it knows how to create a slide. So you're like, create a slide for, boom, boom, boom. All the slides are created. Create a flyer. Create, you know, whatever you need.
What about YouTube thumbnails?
YouTube thumbnails, it does amazingly well. And so you
can. I know what Mr. Beast got in trouble for that.
I know.
Like,
yeah, I recreated that same thing with Lovable, you know? So, yeah. But yeah, you can do a YouTube thumbnail with Ideogram. Yeah. And then you can even take it into Canva to customize it a little bit more. Ideogram's way better at creating YouTube thumbnails than Canva is.
Okay.
But Canva's great at. So if you go to Canva and upload the thumbnail that was created from Ideogram.
Yeah.
And it has a person in there and you want to replace it with you.
Yeah.
What you have to do in Canva is you upload the thumbnail to Canva.
Yep.
Click the edit button for the image. Now you can edit in Canva. And then up comes this block that says magic, and it has these magic buttons. And you click something called magic grab. Click on the person, delete that person, put your picture in there instead. It will integrate your picture, remove the background, and now you've got your thumbnail with you in it.
Wow.
And the thumbnail will pop. And so, you know, it's a lot of times I'm talking about combining two tools sometimes to get the best result.
Right.
There is not always one tool can do everything for you, or you test two different tools and see which one gives you the best result.
Yeah. And that's also because, like, even for right now, and I'm literally just trying to think how I save costs, because I have a guy on Fiverr that does my thumbnails. I have the thumbnail in the PSD file. And in my head, I'm like, why? Like, they look the same each week. They just change out the guests. And so in my mind, I'm like, there got to be a way for me to, why am I paying this guy $80 every week for this thumbnail? It got to be a tool that I could use.
Yeah. And you can even upload that thumbnail to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to tell you the brand, like, create a brand document based on this thumbnail.
Wow.
It will then tell you the colors that are used in the thumbnail, the font that is used in the thumbnail. Wow. And then you can say, okay, write instructions for me to give another AI image creation tool to create a thumbnail using these brand guidelines, and boom, you've got it.
Wow. Listen, y'all, if y'all play with AI if you want to. Play with AI if you want to. The queen of AI is in the building. If people wanted to connect with you, they wanted to find you online, where can they find you?
I'm easy to find on social media. So Alicia Little, A-L-I-C-I-A, Little, L-Y-T-T-L-E, Instagram, LinkedIn. So I'm on there all the time. And then my website is alicialittle.com. And if you need to find me, click the contact me button. Let me know that you saw me on the Ash Cash show. But I'll see everybody on the AI Marketing Summit 2025.com. That's where I love to say, come on, let's go. Let me show you what to do. And you need, you know, then it's up to you to take action and to act on it and to use these tools.
Let's go, y'all. I need y'all to do that right now. I need you to register. Go to AI Marketing Summit 2025.com. Meet the queen of AI. But when I tell you, she does not gatekeep. When I tell you, she will give you all of the game that you need to implement. And the great thing, what I love about AI is that you can execute so fast.
So
like
fast.
Everything that she gives you, like, you could, like I literally want to go home now.
You're ready.
I'm ready to go home now, create my interactive avatar with Hey Jen, create AskAshCash.com. Matter of fact, by the time y'all see this episode,
go to AskAshCash.com. I'm pretty sure you're going to see me there being able to answer your question. But I don't know, though. I might have to charge you. I don't know. We'll see. But all right, y'all. Listen, we are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Go to our website, InsideTheVaultShow.com. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. I'll see you next time. Same time, same place. In God's will, y'all. All right. Peace.